Dee Brotherton, I wanted to ask a question of probably Hugo and Howard. In the news recently, there's been this talk of a minerals company wanting to reclaim tin out of the sands. How do they feel? Because a lot of people are saying this will bring a lot of wealth again, it'll bring mining back, and they're putting it in that context. But how will this affect the work that they do?
It's a very good question.
Howard. Thank you.
The SOS response when Marine Minerals approached us was to point out that whilst we're viscerally opposed in principle to the notion of removing materials from St Ives Bay, the claim that Marine Minerals were making that they could actually do so without pollution and without damaging the sand, shell and the beaches, we were prepared to let them prove it. And I think that this is a somewhat different position from the initial one that SAS took. We, of course, as a local community-based organisation, facing the possibility of business for the harbour, we're actually going to have to be very careful not to alienate the community. And we were very much minded to say that if there's evidence you can do what you claim without screwing up the sand and the sea, then great idea, but we don't actually believe you can.
Our positions are very, very similar, actually. I think it's the same across, you know, all of our campaigns, that they're evidence-based. They're never a knee-jerk reaction. And we do have to take a balanced approach. And that's a thing we adopt across all of our work. You know, in the case of St Ives Bay, you know, it's home to some of the best surfing resources and some amazing wildlife in the area. And it's an amazing bay for tourism. And we're talking about bringing an industry in and ships with exclusion zones around them that could prevent people from using the water, that could damage sensitive habitats where species breed. And so there's a whole raft of questions that need answering. It's not our job to answer those questions, as Howard points out. It's their job to prove the case, basically. But we are certainly very, very concerned about this possibility, and we'll remain very vigilant about it, and we'll continue campaigning, and we'll campaign at the appropriate level. I think, reflecting on what Howard says, if we need to go out and demonstrate, we'll do that. If we need to sit around the table with the people who make decisions, we'll do that too. And it's all about the evidence base there and us being satisfied that the areas that we care about most are not damaged for the future or for now.
I think the evidence-based scenario is very, very important, because this is the debate about wind turbines, particularly, that we're having at the moment. Are they carbon neutral, or are they carbon positive or negative? There's so many different answers. And, of course, if you object to them because they're near your house, of course, they're terrible things. But it's getting the evidence can actually be very, very tricky, evidence that we can believe. You were going to ask something, I'll make a comment.
I just was interested in whether teaching children Cornish at an early age will help them learn other languages like French.
I meant to go in, if I had more time, to go into a lot of studies that have been done lately about teaching a second language. It does help children learn any other language as well, and generally learning everything.
I can just make a point. There was a report by the Gwiltoft in Ireland about that yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because it seems to me that one of the issues for English children in general is that is monoglots.
Absolutely. Look at me.
Junie Tamblyn, I have created a language school in Oswithiel in Cornwall to teach the Cornish language within the community, which I do. And I also teach three other languages, English, Italian and French. And for a period of several years, I had groups of trilingual children at Kaleidoscope Nursery in Oswithiel. We did French on one day and Cornish on another day. And one day a child said to me, "Oh, Julie, I wish it was Cornish today and not French. I really, really love doing the Cornish. Well, that was sweet music to my ears, but you can imagine how the children did love it and how the parents loved it and how everybody loved it. And it was a fantastic success. We had trilingual children.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, I think we'd probably better close at lunchtime. Thank you.